Next, we're going to talk about some intrinsic causes of vasoconstriction. And there are not as many intrinsic causes of vasoconstriction as there are of vasodilation. And the two that I'm going to mention are both released from blood vessel walls when they're damaged. And this is part of that clotting process. It causes vasoconstriction, which hopefully will prevent sufficient blood loss to allow the body to repair and maintain homeostasis. These two chemicals, you'll probably run into these again. They're used for a variety of functions in the body, but one of them are the prostaglandins, and these are sometimes associated with painful sensations. They have a variety of uses, as I said before. We'll run into those again. Another type of chemical that are released are the thromboxanes, thromboxanes. Those will also cause the blood vessels to constrict, and this again can help to prevent blood loss.